Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
We are going to talk with Nico Horner about the Cubs advancing to the divisional series against the Brewers.
So, for their insolence, God decreed that neither Loki nor Bartleby would ever be allowed back into paradise.
Were they sent to hell?
Worse, Wisconsin.
All right, so bus ride this afternoon, 5-game playoff series, no airplanes. Right? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, right? It's been a while. We ended the season at home, too, so we're staying true to the Midwest.
Luke, what the hell is going on? Why have we stopped?
Luke quit.
Who's Lou?
The driver.
There's a drive to left field from Horner. Way back there and gone. The third solo homer for the Cubs this afternoon. This one belongs to Nico Horner.
Are you going to stop at either the Brat Stop halfway up or Mars Cheese Castle? This is this is where the fans and the hosts you're talking to usually stop on our way up to Milwaukee. Will you call us from the Mars Cheese Castle if you guys make a stop?
That sounds like proper high-performance fuel night before. And I think when you go somewhere, you need to, like, acclimate, right? And so I think you get some of, like, the local product and get it going. And I think we'll be very grounded and ready for Milwaukee and full of brats and cheese curds.
Made aware of what is happening in the state of Wisconsin. Wisconsin is like if the United States took one of its states and decided, you know what, let's just make that whole place a Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville. And somebody was like, yeah, but they have winter. And they go, don't worry. They'll find a way. They'll find a way to get drunk on the water. It's frozen. I said what I said.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We've got a full boat for you today. We're here until 6 o'clock. There's a lot of stuff that we have got to get done. We've got a preview game 2 of the NLDS between the Cubs and the Brewers. We've got to talk with Kurt Warner. We will talk with Ron Darling. Bruce Levine is going to join us. It's going to be a lot of fun. Plus, we got giveaways to give away. I'll get to those in just a minute. Crew is here. Alex is here. Tanny is here. That man is Matt Spiegel.
I'm sorry if we loaded Nico up on cheese, and that's the reason for the first inning.
He's a grown man. He made his own choice.
Yeah, but seriously, if he was, like, you know, loaded up on curds, does that explain the error? The error was big, man.
It was big, but look, the guy doesn't make errors, so he made one. I can't eat his lunch for that.
I'm not going to eat his lunch. No way. I mean, that man deserves all the lunches he wants.
Unless it's Rinaldi's.
I mean, we did the other day, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, it was delicious.
I'm just saying that error was kind of a big deal. It's 4 unearned runs in the first inning of a playoff game. And Matthew Boyd might have survived. Nico said as much. Boyd might have survived, come back out, thrown the second, thrown the third even.
It's true.
Who knows?
It happens. It happens to even the best players. I feel bad. We are going to give away stuff. Like, if you want to win a pair of tickets to Cubs Brewers NLDS Game 3 at Wrigley on Wednesday, then you should stop by Dad's Place at 3369 North Clark in the City Beautiful from 5 until 6:30 tonight and meet Mark Grody to register for your chance to win tickets to Game 3 of the NLDS at Wrigley Field. Also, you can stop by Sluggers in Wrigleyville from 7 until 8 as Gabe Ramirez will be there to register for your chance to win tickets to Game 3. Tickets are courtesy of The Score and Budweiser. This Bud's for you.
I mean, that's an awesome evening. Just go hang out with Grody for a while and then make your way up the street and hang out with Gabe. Thank you to Budweiser. We will be there at Game 3.
The Oak Park Boys.
Yeah, right? We will be there at Game 3. On Wednesday, we'll be broadcasting live from Gallagher Way.
We will. So we'll have the show leading into the game, and who knows what that game might be, depending on what happens tonight. Where's the hope?
I ran into a certain kind of Cub fan last night. I went to see the John Candy documentary over at the Chicago Theater, and it's really good. It's going to be streaming on Amazon starting on, I believe, Friday, October 10th. But anyway, ran into some people, and a couple different Cub fans gave me a version of this. Well, you know the series, the way it's going to go. It already went that way. This Cubs team, they always break my heart. I'm like, wait, what do you mean? This Cubs team? He's like, no, my whole life. You know, my parents' life. Like, the Cubs, they just always break your heart.
You can't do that anymore. You can't do that thing.
It stopped me cold, man, because I knew that it would come. I knew that it would come because my father, I thought you had to be a certain age. That, like, these people were a little younger. My dad, like, in recent years would be like, oh, those Red Sox, they always break your heart. This is what life is like as a Red Sox fan. I was like, Dad, they won 4 World Series in the course of 14 seasons. You can't do that anymore. You can't do that. They won in 04, 07, and whatever it was, 13, 18. You can't do that anymore. But he did it. He put it back on like a freaking old trench coat that felt familiar. And now apparently some Cub fans, are you out there? Because I talked to 2 of you last night, are re-embracing Cubs fatalism. This team always breaks my heart.
Wait, does one of them live in your house?
No, she does not.
Okay.
She does not. But one of them does play in my band.
Ah.
That guy. And he's like, yeah, 84, they broke my heart.
You can't do that.
2003.
There's a cutoff now where you can't do that anymore.
I said, what about 2016?
What about 2015?
He went 2017, 2018. I'm like, you just skipped right over it, man.
There's a bunch of league championship series appearances there.
Is that breaking your heart when you make 3 straight NLCSs? Like, at what point are you just like, you know what? This is a really good year. Let's see how far we go here, you know?
Right.
NLCS.
At what point are you like, look, we made the playoffs. This is great. Boy, I hope they go far. I'll be watching. Good luck, everybody. But no, the anger of like, I am a victim. I am a victim of the generational fandom that has been passed down.
It's okay to be upset about this year's particular team, or even if you want to look over the last 5 years of Cubs baseball and say that it is below the level at which an organization that has that type of money should be at. You can be mad at this team and how they played in game 1.
Sure.
If you want. You can't do the thing. You can't do the thing where it's like, my grandfather, he suffered and my mom suffered and my aunts and uncles, they all suffered and here I am suffering. No. Like, that all ended.
But
that ended.
There is an enjoyment of that. There is, even if it's subconscious on some level, there is an honor. There always was an honor of that. And I saw my dad re-embrace it in the Red Sox way of like, it's hard, but I'm strong because I've grown up dealing with all of the fateful losing. Let me tell you about when Enos Slaughter scored from first, you know? Like, let me tell you about Bucky Effing Dent, right? Let's talk about the ball going under Leon Durham's glove. Right? Let's talk about all these things that happened. So there's an honor in that and a power for some people.
I don't think it's very honorable.
Let it go!
Yeah,
Let it go!
I think that you have to kind of look at your fandom as BC and AC, you know, before championship and after championship. Now, there are a ton of things that a Cubs fan can and should be frustrated about after the championship. And the fact that the championship window, while yes, there were 3 consecutive LCSs, it didn't give you what you needed. Guys that probably should still be playing, number one, more opportunities to win championships, and then a five-year drought from the playoffs. All of that stuff is well within reason to be mad about. You can be mad about Schwarber. You can be mad about Darvish. All of that stuff is fair game. You can't go back to the BC days.
You are exactly right. You can look at the 9 years of Theo Epstein's run and say, when he built it, he didn't quite build it the way that he wanted, that he dreamed of, that he said he was going to in terms of the promise of sustained success. They didn't quite do that, spent some money in some bad ways, and then the org shed money. Like, you can look at all of that, and I think it's fascinating to think of it in a 10-year window, even a 15-year window. But I regret to tell you, you have lost connectivity with the black cat in front of Ron Santo.
I think this is just a baseball fan thing. Like, I look at White Sox, right? Like, obviously, 20 years ago, every day for the next couple weeks, you're going to see, 20 years ago today, the Sox did this. And, like, you can't say that they – I can't say they broke my heart anymore, you know, because mainly because they ripped it out in 2020, so I have no heart. So that's part of it. But I think just baseball fans are just – we're insane. To like baseball, like Theo Epstein said, it's designed to torture you.
Yeah.
So I think it's part of baseball fan identity that you like you like being tortured a little bit.
That's true.
You lean into it.
That's true. And maybe like your instincts then kick back to the generational thing. When there's plenty, you can feel tortured for plenty of things in the present tense. There's all kinds of stuff.
There's a decade of stuff that you can be like, yeah, we didn't really, as a team, do our best to make things matter as much as they should. And you don't even have to rewind it back to the generational stuff. You can rewind it to this year's trade deadline. You can rewind it to right there and be like, I wish they would have done more. Had they done more, maybe they wouldn't be averaging 2 runs a game or whatever it is they're averaging.
Tell you what, that's what reared its head to me. The trade deadline and the lack of a starting pitcher acquisition, as much as they survived in the second half, thanks to some really good depth and Cade Horton making the big leap, there you were. You needed a really good number four. Your really good number four starter is who's supposed to start game one. And if it was Jameson Taillon, after a 3-game series that you gutted your way through against the Padres, your really good number four is supposed to start game one of the next round. And it would have been Taillon if Horton was healthy. And so maybe it should have been Ray, but he didn't trust. He liked Matthew Boyd more than Colin Ray. And I get that. I totally
so
get that.
So do I. I was totally on board with it because I figured what they would do is, hey, can you get us 13 outs?
Because
if you can get us 13 outs, then we can win the game. And that's kind of what managers are doing. And I don't know if I'd necessarily agree with it, but I understand the idea of we're going to shorten the game. We're going to give them different looks for 4 2/3 or whatever it is.
Right.
And we're going to try to shake them up from a lineup perspective. It's fun that inside of these playoffs that we have seen guys take no-hitters deep into games. We've seen pitchers pitch into the eighth and starting pitchers pitch into the eighth inning of games. That's a little bit more familiar, I think, to a lot of people. But this way that it's going right now, I'm not sure that the Cubs are necessarily built for it, to tell you the truth.
Well, that's an interesting thing. This idea of Cubs fatalism and whether fans have a right to it or not has some legs. Lots of people texting in. We'll clip and save those. Maybe get back to it a little bit later on in the show because I'm fascinated. And maybe even later on in the playoffs. You know, we'll see if that feeling sticks around for people.
It's funny because I felt it before game three.
Like, oh no, yeah. Like,
yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, that what happened in game two was just automatically going to happen in game three. And I thought there would have been a little bit of more optimism, but I get it. Like, the Cubs weren't scoring runs, so it felt worse than it actually was because their pitching was so good inside of that series, except for a couple of hits. I don't know. It's just weird to be in that place where there's been this success.
And especially when you got the exultation of winning that game three, of winning that Padres series. This should feel like gravy a little bit, you know, to an extent that you get more of a postseason.
I'm not
maybe
there
gravy. Maybe gravy's
it.
Too strong, but I mean, this is awesome that we're getting more playoff baseball.
I think that it's totally okay for a Cub fan to be fatalist inside of the the year and the series itself. Like, that is just fandom. I think where it becomes troublesome is the generational stuff.
I said it out.
As if there you weren't rewarded with Valhalla in 2016.
You were rewarded. I do feel a little bad when I just told people that they've lost connectivity to the Black Cat in front of Ron Santo. Like, if that was your grandfather's cross to bear and now you've lost a little connectivity, I feel a little bad for you. I got to admit. Because there's something nice about that.
No, it's not. This is not nice. This is crazy.
Yeah.
All right. When we come back, let's talk about a Bears-less weekend of NFL football. That, you know, I know that this is a thing, and I know that they're going to keep doing it. I've had enough of the games in Europe. I've had quite enough. I don't have enough time. And especially with a baseball playoff team.
Yeah.
Who's got time?
You asking a lot. Make a man watch a morning football game.
It's a lot. It's a lot. We'll discuss next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
We cook it with hot grease now, man.
Afternoons on The Score.
On third and short. First down, DeMarcado! Off to the races! 20-10! Touchdown!
Boy, that's going to be close.
Oh, my goodness. Boy, he extended it with his hand a little bit.
It's Snead. Snead's trying to say that he got the ball out. Wow.
Imari DeMarcado just had no feel. 72-yard touchdown run has been overturned. The officials looked at it. They deemed that DeMarcado lost the handle before the ball broke the plane. It rolls out of the back of the end zone, and it's ruled a touchback for Tennessee as we check in with Gene. Just incredible.
Yeah, it sure is, Spiro. And, you know, we've seen this happen a few times now, you know, throughout the season and years. I don't know what prompts the players not to just keep the ball secure.
I agree wholeheartedly with Gene's territory. We just had an example of this last week. It should have been on everyone's coaching tape this week.
But last week, it was knocked out, or it was dropped by accident, right? You're talking about the kid, Adonai Mitchell, in Indianapolis?
Yeah.
He was trying to, that was an accident. You think he was doing the drop thing?
Yeah.
I thought his was an accident. But the DeMarcado one is Deshaun Jackson.
Yeah.
All over again.
And it keeps happening.
Unbelievable.
And it should stop happening.
How is it even possible?
It flipped the game. It absolutely, it was 21-6 when that happened. Touchdown makes it 28-6. That game is over. That's not what happened.
Your guy Arch couldn't believe it.
Sparrow, nothing in the NFL ceases to amaze me. And there's so many different things that can happen. I cannot understand and believe how Tennessee was able to climb back in this football game when they looked dead in the water. Just unbelievable.
That's right, Arch. Shout out to Spiro Dedis.
I hope he
rock and roll, Spiro Dedis.
I don't know what Adam Shine's doing. Because Because here, okay. All right, look.
Wait, I just need to know, do they have hot dogs? Do they have
still makes you mad. Don't do that.
Chicago
don't
hot
do
dogs?
That. I told you that's triggering for me. Don't do that.
Me too, man. It's infuriating. Those guys pretending they were having Wiener Circle dogs in Vegas.
So here's the thing.
What?
I enjoy Adam Schein's show a lot. I think he's a really talented talk show host and a lot of fun. I don't understand what's going on with the in-game breaks, and I feel like I don't know the bit. I feel like I'm like, there's a bit here, right? Like, he's doing a thing.
Or? I mean, it's like, it's really strong and really authoritative. It's kind of like The Rock. Like, I feel like he's doing a studio version of Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I think that there is some wrestling, and I also think there's some Chris Berman in there. But I can't figure out if that's actually who he is or if he's, like, doing a thing.
Well, these days.
I'd like to know. And maybe I shouldn't know. Maybe I should just keep tuning in and figure out what he does next. But it just seems.
But I don't think anybody's tuning in for that.
No.
Rock and roll, Spiro Adidas.
The Rock says.
So, yeah, man. You have that go on. And the Titans, after playing like, but they finally get themselves a win, scoring 16 points in the fourth quarter to come back and beat the Cardinals 22-21.
I don't know how they did that when they have Callahan as their head coach. They got Tommy Callahan, who I think is going to – pretty soon he's going to have to go back to selling brake pads because he's not good enough to be a head coach in the NFL. But they got themselves a win. Cam Ward showing you some stuff. His fourth quarter numbers are awesome, but that's a brutal fall apart by Arizona.
Yeah, it really is. In a game that seemed like it was really theirs. Then Tom Brady should probably concentrate more on what's going on with the Raiders than the rest of the league, because that thing's real bad.
It made me feel worse about the Bears win.
I figured it was going to.
Transitive property was a little rough in that regard.
Maybe the Colts are just good. You could think of it that way.
I guess.
Because they've been good so far.
Seeing Dak Prescott and that Cowboys offense churn like they did made me feel a little bit better about the Bears win from a couple of weeks ago. But you can't do that in the NFL.
No.
It's a week-to-week league.
It's terrifying how much of a week-to-week league it is.
It really is, man. Like, home field just matters so damn much, and the matchup matters, and how you practiced, and like how it ends up being. You go crazy trying to go transitive property.
The Broncos-Eagles game was just weird too, because it's like, are they trying to prove a point? Are they forcing the ball to their receivers? Are they doing what's the easiest way path to victory for them?
Mm-hmm.
There's that game. There's the comeback in Carolina that happened, where we getting real close to firing Mike McDaniel.
Tell
time.
You what, I was watching and texting with a couple Dolphin fans. In the first half, they were like, oh my God, Tua looks great. Without Tyreek Hill, he's just kind of distributing the ball instead of trying to force it to Tyreek Hill. And then that whole thing fell apart.
Yep.
In the second half.
You know who's good? The Lions.
Yeah.
And I don't think that if you were looking for the, well, Ben Johnson being gone is really, really going to stop them. Nope. That is not the case. They scored 37 points. They did funny stuff mm-hmm. in the game yesterday. They had a creative playbook. And they went to town offensively on the Bengals.
How about Washington with that win behind a now returned Jaden Daniels beating up the Chargers on the road? That thing next Monday night with Washington and the Bears, that is going to be very, very interesting.
The thing that I found fascinating about that game is that the Chargers held them scoreless. I mean, the Washington held them scoreless after the first quarter. And you're thinking that Justin Herbert is an elite quarterback, and he's not. I'm still waiting. Still waiting. Me and Danny used to talk about this all the time. Like, I see it, but I need to see it.
It's supposed to be there now.
Yeah.
Yeah, Danny big Herbert believer.
And it's not quite there, but I see why people get excited. It's just been bizarre. And then every go New York, go New York, go. All the Giants fans acting like they had found gold. Well, look at this. We got Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo. And you lost to the Saints.
New York is a miserable football town.
And yeah, Justin, not making me look good.
Man, yeah.
I had some advice for him. He didn't want to take it.
What was your advice?
My advice was don't go take a starting job.
Go ahead and sit for a little while more.
Go to a place where you can really learn offense, like really learn it. Pick, like, be strategic in where you pick to go. Go to San Francisco for a year and be the backup there.
With Kyle.
Yeah. Go do that. Don't go do this, because that's a mess. Mm-hmm. You don't want part of that.
And then it goes on your ledger as your mess.
Yep.
I was intrigued by watching a couple of multiple team cast-offs in Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield in a full-on shootout.
Hey, Baker Mayfield, I believe, has more touchdown passes than any quarterback over the last three seasons.
Wow. That's something.
Like, that's the beautiful thing. And I think, was it six? There were six Lincoln Riley quarterbacks that started yesterday.
Spencer Rattler.
Yeah.
Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
There's no Caleb.
No Caleb this week, but I think
Jalen Hurts.
Yeah. There's a lot of Oklahoma quarterbacks that are starting in the league.
And Baker. And there's probably one more.
There's one more we're forgetting. It's fine. Caleb's probably the sixth one. Maybe I saw it as fifth. But it's bad. It's a really weird weekend of football. There's no doubt.
Let's talk about it with Kurt Warner.
Yeah, let's talk with Kurt about that. Let's find out what he thinks of the young quarterbacks. Let's hear how he's feeling with a week removed on the Bears. We can ask him about Jaden Daniels. All that is next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.